News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Setter is on the other side of the glass, so we always appreciate his help and hard work. In the hours ahead, we'll have our first Veterans Day salute interview posted with Bob Long from Millville, a U.S. Army World War II veteran, and Jack Kraft, the founder of the Endless Mountains War Memorial Museum in Sonestown. That'll be posted on the podcast page shortly, as will this interview with Bob Zimmerman Jr. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark.
I do appreciate it. Lots of folks know Bob from Sunbury. He's a U.S. Marine and was a U.S. Army reservist as well, owner of Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, and a veteran to whom we turn to occasionally to see what's going on at the American Legion or just to talk about veterans' topics in general. So first and foremost, Bob, thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you very much, as all our veterans are. We're proud to do it, and we support each other after the fact, too, and that's what the American Legion does. So when people are done serving their country, join the Legion, and the Brotherhood of Veterans support one another.
I got all my information about the Sons of the American Legion all set as well, too. My dad's going to get me hooked up there. So the Veterans Salute today at 11 a.m. Give us the full details about this quite audible salute.
Well, this discussion started a few weeks ago with some of the members at the American Legion, and it was too late to put together, you know, parades and all the other stuff. And when we thought about a 21-gun salute, to memorize the 100th anniversary is kind of what was recommended, I thought, you know, only the people within the block or so is going to know or hear it. So the idea came up to discuss this with the North Shore Railroad, because when they blow their whistle going through Sunbury, most of the town knows it. And it's fun to hear that. But anyways, Jeb Stoddard, the president of North Shore Railroad, and Tom Avery, the coordinator of this event, happened to have a run on their Schmoken line today, so they're going to time it. So about 11 o'clock, they will be in Sunbury on their line between, I guess it goes between 3rd Street and Schmoken. They're along Chestnut Street. They're going to do the 21 horn salute, take the two-minute pause that is recommended for silent time after the 21-gun salute, and then they'll blow their horn for a longer period of time to show that the ceremony or the reverence is now ended.
And what are you trying to signal to everyone in Sunbury when these horns sound?
Well, the recognition is for the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier being established 100 years ago. And for those that have visited that ceremonial march of that brigade, those soldiers make of a real big commitment. I mean, certainly bigger than I did when I joined the Marine Corps, to be part of that brigade. They're elite soldiers. It's a lifestyle establishment that they promise never to drink alcohol for the rest of their life, to serve their country, etc. And they've done it in rain, snow, sleet, hail, and sunshine. Even when hurricanes are predicted to come through the Washington, D.C. area, they have not faltered in their guarding of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. So we're recognizing 100 years of their service, and we're proud of it.
And they also opened it up, at least for a time, so that folks could approach the monument still further to the place where unknown soldiers are entombed, and I guess hundreds of thousands of flowers placed at those markers yesterday. So that observance going satisfactorily in Washington, D.C. And why call attention to veterans? You mentioned the sacrifice that these particular soldiers and Marines offered up. Tell us about the fact that for all soldiers, and even like yourself, you're giving up a lifestyle, you're giving up an opportunity for college as a young man or a young woman, and that it is worthy of salute and thanks for the service.
People have various reasons to do it. I know in my era, my age group, the draft number was certainly part of it. But, you know, everybody has their own personal reason to serve our country. You know, and I think the feeling is that we have one of the best countries in the world. That's certainly known by many Americans, whether you're a veteran or not. But to protect that is one of the things that we are out there to do. And, you know, when I first went into boot camp in Parris Island, and a few of my brother Marines have done that that are probably listening today, quite nervous, quite scared. But in reality, you know, a million people have done it before you, so why can't you do it? So you just step up and do it. And that's kind of why I was part of that. My father served in World War II, as you know. He thought he fought the war that was going to end all wars. Well, we know that wasn't true either. So I think the protection of our democracy is important, and that's why we have our military.
But to this day, the American Legion Post makes sure that veterans get an opportunity to stay glued together and enjoy the camaraderie and assistance when necessary. Tell us about the American Legion Post in Sunbury, short of the state of 201, please.
Our Post 201 is located on Market Street in the 500 block of Market Street. And our commander is Henry Heck, our vice commander Roger Martz, our adjutant Joe Yankowski, and myself and others sit on the board that run that. Today we're doing a veterans luncheon, so it's to all veterans. It's free. Just stop in. Yesterday there was a third grade from Beck School doing a ceremonial presentation for all veterans as well, which is very educational for the third grade class, and they've done that for years. It used to be fourth grade, now it's third grade, but still it's a nice presentation for those that attend. And I think I've seen your father there for a number of years too.
He's like the designated photographer.
We have a number of things on the go. We've done some events for our members, you know, steak nights and stuff like that, to have the camaraderie of veterans that are just coming off active duty, or older veterans like myself maybe. But we have activities on the website. If you want to look at our website, we have some events coming up here for the Christmas season as well. We do offer a banquet hall and hold weddings and stuff. We do participate in the community. We have our pool league and stuff like that to for those fellows that like to shoot pool. We have motorcycle camaraderie rides for fundraisers and stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's all typically listed on our website, and we try to get it out, just like this event. You know, we put this together a couple weeks ago, sent the word out, and a lot of positive feedback on the social network media. Thank you.
Yeah, we remember we posted on Facebook and had hundreds of comments, so a lot of folks are saluting veterans, whether they will be within earshot. He's talking about today at 11 a.m., North Shore Railroad and the American Legion Post 201 host a veteran salute. 21 single blasts of the train horn, then 2 moments of silence for all those veterans who are gone, and then a lengthy sounding of the train horn to salute all of the veterans within earshot or those elsewhere that won't be able to hear that. Bob, anything additionally to add to our conversation about Veterans Day 2021?
Well, not just specifically today, but I think I would reach out to all veterans that sometimes the mental state of coming back from active duty and stuff needs some support and encouragement. Sometimes a family can give that, but sometimes another veteran can help share that. So for all those veterans that come back from active duty, that want to share their thoughts and peace of mind and stuff, join the American Legion, the VFW, join a veterans organization, because I feel those people can certainly step up and walk in the same shoes that you'd walk in when you come off of active duty.
Well, thank you. Folks, one of the quiet giants around here, Bob Zimmerman Jr., U.S. Marine, U.S. Army Reservist, owner of Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, ultra active in our community, including and especially at the American Legion Post of 201, ultra generous as well, making sure that Zimmerman's and the Zimmerman family are supporting some of the many endeavors around here. So, Bob, thanks for all of your service that you do for the community, and thanks for calling in today.
And, Mark, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for your time today.
All right, we'll talk again. Bob Zimmerman, Jr., on the news line as we salute Veterans Day 2021.